Security Radar 2024, 11th of June 2026, by Melanie Clark. Based on a mighty survey of 107 senior security decision makers in May 2024. Security Radar 2024, expert predictions for the year ahead. These predictions are now a bit old. This was our Security Radar 2024. But you can find out if we got them right and read our latest predictions in our new 2025 version. Introduction: 7 key priorities to stay a step ahead in security. Security is dominating the national conversation more than ever due to rising violence, increasing business crime, and significant protest activity. It is a key topic for government, organizations, and increasingly the general public. It is critical that business leaders, including the C-suite, along with security professionals, keep on top of the changes and rising challenges the industry faces. Our society and the technology on which it relies is changing at a relentless pace. Your organization must respond by seizing the opportunity, implementing changes to stay a step ahead, and creating safer communities for your people and for the public. That is why Mighty has created the Security Radar, providing you with 7 key priorities, highlighting essential considerations for your organization to navigate the evolving security landscape and to stay a step ahead. Predictions forward. Let there be no doubt, security is a critical function of your business. How do you support your organization's resilience? Surprisingly, considering the severe consequences when an organization's security is jeopardized, many leaders don't consider security a business-critical function. Yet, for better or worse, the standard of your security directly impacts the outcomes and number of people victimized if something happens. Private security keeps your organization's people, property, and assets safe. It's an essential component of your organization's ability to make a profit and operate in difficult or unpredictable environments. It also protects colleagues and customers. Security is a matter of public interest, with frontline security staff well placed to aid police with their work. The reality is, offenders are adept at assessing your security, or lack thereof, and the potential advantages or repercussions of targeting your organization. That's why effective security is about more than box ticking. It requires proactive updating and reliable management of your organization's security response. It's time we acknowledge how ubiquitous and fundamental private security really is, incorporating it at the center of organizational activities. Together, we can integrate people and technology to imagine and innovate the future of security, creating healthier, more successful organizations. Contributors 1. Strategy. The security industry of tomorrow will be more collaborative, professional, and technology-led. Rising crime, coupled with a strain on public resources, is leaving communities in danger and organizations at risk of economic harm or even collapse. Private security fills that void, safeguarding the public and protecting the future of organizations. But to ensure perpetrators face adequate retribution, we must bridge the gap between public and private sector security. Otherwise, despite private security personnel having the skills and capacity to plug the gap in public resources, they'll lack the authority to make any real impact. And there's so much more the private security sector can do to aid police. With smaller crimes and tasks like crowd management, this would give the police increased capacity to deal with major incidents and carry out specialist work only they are trained to do. But maximizing resources necessitates private security professionals being given more responsibility and authority. Through Mighty's strong networks in key sectors, including retail and transport, we have brought together customers and organizations to create advisory groups, the aim of which is to drive the strategic agenda for protecting people and assets, lobby the government to instigate change, and create a collaborative environment across the sector to share best practice. A good example of public and private sector collaboration is Project Pegasus, which Mighty played a key role in. In conjunction with the police, Home Office, and UK retailers, private security personnel are now able to share intelligence, evidence, and data to enhance the response to retail crime and reduce violence against shop workers. With the increasingly prominent role private security plays in protecting public spaces and creating safer communities, professionalizing the industry is essential by introducing accreditation and career frameworks. Over time, this will also ease the skills shortage and lead to a more robust and skilled workforce by promoting training, knowledge sharing, professional development, and attracting and retaining talent. To this end, Mighty has been integral in launching the Security Skills Board, providing thorough training that goes above and beyond standard regulatory requirements in areas such as conflict resolution and customer service. Key takeaway: focus on developing new skills for your people for a higher quality officer. Empower them to take on more responsibility while fostering greater trust and collaboration with the wider industry, including police and public sector security organizations. 33% of decision makers we asked said the limited pool of applicants was a challenge in hiring qualified security professionals. The most common challenge identified, 36% of decision makers, WISCT, said they provide opportunities for training and development to attract high-quality security personnel applicants and retain existing security personnel. The facts: 25% of UK respondents reported an increase in physical security incidents in 2023. 55% of UK respondents said they're more worried about crime than they were a year ago. 62,000 new security officers are needed in the UK to meet soaring demand and ensure public safety. 2. Legislation. Acting early on new critical legislation will reduce risk. The last 12 months have seen a huge focus on getting new security-related bills through Parliament, such as the Criminal Justice Bill 2023, Terrorism Protection of Premises Bill, known as Martin's Law, the Protection from Sex-Based Harassment in Public Act 2023, Worker Protection, Amendment of Equality Act 2010, Act 2023, and the National Security Act 2023. These are key to making sure we're doing all we can to protect the public, organizations, and employees. But many have faced disruption, curveballs, pushback, and watering down, often due to misinformation. Those scrutinizing legislation aren't always security experts, and limited understanding causes delays. We're at a pivotal point in the UK with regards to violence and disorder. Delays in enacting legislation, such as Martin's Law, are enabling terrorists to continue developing their strategies and organizations, and society as a whole are on the back foot from a preparedness and response standpoint. In the meantime, organizations are doing and can do lots of things to improve security, and it's better to implement these measures now rather than wait for legislation. As a minimum, I urge organizations to introduce mandatory security training and exercising devise an alert system to warn people in the event of an attack. Develop a lockdown strategy and process for your portfolio of buildings. Consider your terror attack evacuation criteria. Build up a proactive communication channel and engagement strategy with emergency services. Ensure you have first aid kits and trained professionals on site. Collaborate with neighboring businesses and communities to improve local security provisions. With a wealth of information and training readily accessible, taking action is essential now more than ever. In the end, the government is likely to respond firmly to those who fail to comply. Simply stating, "I didn't know," will not be considered an acceptable defense. Organizations must be aware of incoming legislation to work out how it can be operationalized and have the best chance of success. Key takeaway: government will come down hard on organizations who fail to meet incoming legislation. Be proactive, not reactive. Prepare for incoming changes in legislation by making necessary changes now. 60% of decision makers WISCT said they're confident they can implement and adhere to rules set out within proposed UK security legislation. 24% of decision makers WISCT said they were unsure which of the proposed pieces of legislation their organisation would be affected by. The fact 7 late-stage terrorism plots have been foiled since the start of the pandemic. 28% of businesses provide staff with specialist training on how to respond in a terrorist incident. 49% of venues have emergency exit floor plans. 44% have incident response plans. And 55% have security alarms. 3. Violence against women and girls. Organizations need a proactive approach to ensure safety for women and girls. There is a long history of underreporting of violence and sexual harassment against women and girls. But thanks to increasing public awareness and growing confidence, more incidents are being reported and more crimes solved. There are many reasons why reporting has increased, including the introduction of new police contact tools, like our 61016 text number and Railway Guardian app, as well as awareness-raising campaigns around what constitutes unwanted sexual behavior. BTP has also worked with the rail industry to encourage active bystanders to not only step in and intervene where they feel safe to do so, but also to report on behalf of others. When it comes to solving crime, evidence is improving through the use of CCTV, and particularly the use of body-worn video. We're investing more resources in investigators and specialist training, and make use of our sexual offence liaison officers to support victims. We've also introduced the Consider course to help some perpetrators to better understand the impact of their behaviour. Ultimately, there's a long way to go before we'll see a societal shift in these issues. But we are already seeing some green shoots of progress. I have been particularly encouraged by the recent rise in reporting we have seen, as although it shows the scale of the problem, it does indicate that women and girls have a growing confidence to speak out when they are victims of, or witnesses to, violence, intimidation, or sexual harassment on the rail network. There is so much more to be done, whether through the integration of AI, making security more data-driven and lessening its reliance on people, or granting the appropriate powers to private security firms and rail staff. Organizations need to think differently about their workplace strategies for the safety of women and girls. With the introduction of the Worker Protection Act later in 2024, the onus is on the employer to take reasonable steps to protect their colleagues from harassment. Third-party reporting of sexual violence and sexual harassment is crucial. Victims may find it easier to confide in their employer in the first instance before reporting to the police. There's a lot private organizations can do. Run mandatory induction training to educate colleagues about violence against women and girls. Well-trained staff with knowledge of how to protect both colleagues and the public, and how to report both internal and external matters where there are concerns. Make sure you have an easily accessible, confidential reporting system to better protect workers from all types of violence and harassment, while knowing their concerns will be taken seriously and investigated without prejudice. BTP launched its Speak Up campaign internally to encourage colleagues to report in confidence, and this continues to go from strength to strength, with a 63% increase in reporting last year. Seek White Ribbon accreditation to encourage men in your organization to behave as allies against harassment. Encourage all colleagues to download the Railway Guardian app and promote reporting via 61016, always dial 999 in an emergency. Actively maintain and monitor CCTV within your premises and ensure it is of adequate quality that offenders can be identified once reports are made. For me, the most important thing that you can do is to make your teams aware of their role in defeating violence against women and girls on the rail network and direct them to resources like Text 61016 and our Railway Guardian app. These enable discreet or anonymous reporting of crimes or concerns on the rail network. Both have seen rapid uptake, with a 28% increase of 6,116 text reports in 2023-24 compared to 2022-23, and Railway Guardian downloads now at 162,718 compared to 121,437 at the end of 2023. This helps us solve crimes and build our intelligence picture. We've also invested in zero tolerance for sexual harassment and Speak Up to Interrupt campaigns to encourage passengers to be active bystanders in the fight against crime. Key takeaway: actively support women's safety inside and outside the workplace by creating a hostile environment for criminality, getting the buy-in of your team, and collaborating with the wider security industry, including police. Only 27% of decision makers WESCT said they're investing in non-security staff training and development to improve their organization's resilience against physical security threats and better protect colleagues. 51% of decision makers WESCT said they're upgrading surveillance and monitoring systems to improve resilience against physical security threats and better protect colleagues in the workplace. The facts: 84% of women and 60% of men in the UK have experienced sexual harassment in their lifetime. Over a third of women have been sexually harassed on their commute. Only a minority recognise behaviours like wolf whistling, 30%, inappropriate staring, 37%, or sitting standing too close, 39%, as sexual harassment. 4. Technology, integrated AI-powered solutions will reshape security strategies and bolster protection against emerging threats. Thanks to the accelerated deployment of technology during the pandemic, the security systems and technology industry has converged. The age of analog is over. Soon those systems will no longer be supported, giving organizations no choice but to move to digital, cloud-based systems. Integrating security systems, including perimeter security, sensors, access control, CCTV, biometrics, and more, is fast becoming essential. By doing so, organizations achieve a single view of their technology portfolio, giving them total visibility and awareness, making it easier to manage their physical security information. As well as advancements in technology, societal change is driving the introduction of new solutions. The rise in retail crime has accelerated smart video surveillance systems. Trials using AI to detect aggressive actions are already underway. This technology will become the norm and will enable security teams to identify and respond to issues faster. These AI-based systems will also support organizations with labor challenges, alleviating the reliance on people by giving technology a greater role. Facial recognition technology has progressed significantly and is already proving useful in retail, transport, and other environments. The technology empowers organizations to be proactive to identify known offenders. However, education on its use is still essential. Data and privacy are a key consideration for every organization, while there is rightly more public awareness of how data is being used. It's worth noting, facial recognition technology doesn't store photographs, but rather uses physical characteristics, known as biometric markers, to flag if they match a known offender. Drone technology is being used for security in industries with large geographical footprints, such as critical national infrastructure, data centers, or ports. Drones can conduct perimeter patrols faster than officers, providing insight before they arrive at the scene of a potential incident. Integration of AI means drones can also detect specific objects, animal, and people, as well as recognize specific actions. Organizations struggling with labor challenges may find the technology reduces their reliance on qualified personnel. The pace of change in security technology is unrelenting. With enhancements to existing technology, new technologies being introduced, and the impending wave of new AI integrations, it is an exciting time in the industry, but one that can be challenging to navigate. Ultimately, to stay a step ahead of offenders, organizations must embrace these new technologies. Those that don't will become easier targets for criminals, who are constantly finding new ways around the defenses you have in place. Key takeaway: embrace technological change now to protect your organization before you become an easy target for criminals. Only 7% of decision makers we asked consider themselves at the forefront of leveraging advanced security technology effectively. 22% of decision makers we asked currently deploy AI technology as part of their physical security services. And a further 41% intend to. The facts: use of hybrid cloud security solutions has grown 53% since 2022, 3% increase in adoption of cloud-based VSAS among senior UK decision makers, 2019-2021. 64% of all network cameras will include AI by 2025. 5. Retail crime. Taking affirmative and collaborative action based on data and intelligence will be an organization's strongest weapon in the battle against retail crime. Violence and abuse in the retail sector continues to rise, increasing 35% in 2023 alone. Retail colleagues face racist, misogynistic, and homophobic abuse, threats of sexual assault or harm to their families, and physical violence. This is all part of a broader rise in retail crime, from petty theft to organized crime. The first responsibility for protecting colleagues, customers, and the community lies with the retail business itself. Over the last 5 years, Co-op has invested significantly in security measures, including state-of-the-art CCTV, panic buttons deploying centralized security, protective packaging, secure store design, body-worn cameras, and static and undercover guarding. This investment has had a positive impact, with Co-op under-indexing on crime in the community in the 2024 British Retail Consortium Crime Survey. Indeed, most retailers are already investing all they can to protect colleagues. The police are also taking retail crime seriously. Since the introduction of the Retail Crime Action Plan, they've delivered on their commitments to improve attendance rates. But ultimately, neither retailers nor the police can solve these problems alone. It has to be a collaboration. Retailers can do more to help the police by sharing data, evidence, and intelligence. Hotspot policing is an effective strategy. Retailers identify the most at-risk stores and repeat offenders working across a local area. Armed with this information, the police can deploy resources more effectively and get the evidence for conviction more easily. Co-op has 15 strategic partnerships with police across the UK, including the critical work of Project Pegasus. In the first quarter of 2024, these partnerships resulted in a 100% increase in the number of offenders managed by police. This shows the combination of government and police measures, with effort from retailers on the ground, has the potential to be a powerful force against serious organised crime. It's not just collaboration with the police that can benefit retailers. Collaborating with other retailers across the UK can prove an invaluable resource. Through Mitie's unique data sharing agreement, originally signed by Co-op, Sainsbury's and M&S, with a number of other organisations joining since, they now share intelligence and data, supporting us all in identifying crime hotspots, organised crime group activities and prolific offenders, enabling a more proactive approach. The more retailers that buy into initiatives such as this, the more we all benefit. Key takeaway: collaborate with your security provider, the police and other retailers by sharing data, evidence and intelligence to help make a real impact on retail crime. 41% of decision makers we asked said the cost of living crisis has been the primary driving force behind physical security incidents in their organization over the past 12 months. 31% of decision makers we asked said they're collaborating with police and other governing bodies to improve their resilience against physical security threats. The facts: 850 plus incidents of violence and abuse are committed against UK retail workers every day. 63% of shop theft is committed by repeat offenders, only 16% of crimes committed against retail business is a reported to the police 6. Intelligence: a surge in AI-powered and enhanced intelligence solutions to combat evolving global and local security threats. We have all seen the impact of rising crime, protests, and civil unrest in the UK. With this comes the impact on communities, from frequent violence and vandalism to travel disruption and rising prices. Without an advanced intelligence function actively monitoring these incidents and providing real-time insights, organizations leave themselves exposed. Intelligence has always been a feature of private security, but now it needs a greater focus. While government agencies focus on illegal or extremist activity, organizations also need broader intelligence on issues such as legal threats, including activism, negative customer sentiment, regional insight, and the rise of fake news. In addition to these challenges, the traditional security perspective has evolved to include global geopolitical events. As well as staying on top of changing legislation, organizations must now monitor geopolitical uncertainty and manage its practical implications. There's also the longer-term threat of other countries targeting the UK's business interests to improve their own economic well-being. Beyond preventing terrorism and extremism, the challenge is also to stay ahead of corporate espionage and competitive intelligence gathering. As the volume of online activity and data grows, organizations will become more reliant on generative AI to identify the most pertinent information. This includes multi-language monitoring that enables tracking of global risk, platforms that aggregate and analyze multiple open data sources 24/7, supporting the identification of the most urgent and accurate information available. Integrating these AI-based platforms with human expertise expands the art of the possible. More data, faster analysis, and greater insight, allowing intelligence teams to assist organizations in taking action to secure their people and assets. The intelligence picture is complex, cyclical, and dynamic. As the nature of threat changes, so do our strategies for dealing with it. Then the threat evolves again. But organizations who develop their intelligence capabilities can be more confident in their decision-making at every stage. Key takeaway: it's not enough to know what's happening when it happens. Gather intelligence that helps you create a strong security posture and culture throughout your organization so you can better protect your business, colleagues, customers, and community. The number one barrier to effectively managing physical security threats is their rapidly evolving nature. According to decision makers, 36% of decision makers we asked said enhanced intelligence gathering and analysis capabilities were essential for their organization to stay a step ahead of security threats over the next 12 months. The facts. A 20-fold increase in confrontational protests in the UK from 2000 to 2019. Cybercrime linked to industrial espionage costs the UK economy an estimated £7.6 billion per year. 7. Counter-terrorism. Widespread adoption of Martin's Law amid the continuing threat of terrorism. We were an ordinary family, a husband, wife, and 5 children. But our world came crashing down when my son Martin died in the Manchester Arena attack on the 22nd May 2017. After it happened, our family attended a concert where no one even checked our tickets, let alone searched our bags. Back then, I knew nothing about security or terrorism, but when I found out security in venues wasn't obligatory, I started an online petition to change that. In collaboration with Brendan Cox, husband of murdered Labour MP Joe Cox, the Home Office, multiple security ministers, and the government, Martin's Law was created. We're asking venues over a certain capacity to take part in free online training, conduct risk assessments, mitigate risks, formulate a counter-terrorism plan, and make sure all staff know what to do in the event of an attack. Thanks to leadership changes, the pandemic, intense scrutiny, and a general election, legislation hasn't yet been passed. But rising geopolitical turmoil, including the Gaza conflict, Ukraine war, and Crocus City Hall attack in Moscow, has a knock-on effect here in the UK. This is supercharged by the internet and its fast dissemination of misinformation. So Martin's Law is only becoming more urgent. Lots of venues are making a real effort to prepare. In my area, many nighttime venues, banks, hotels, retail outlets, and others have done free training run by Manchester City Council in collaboration with the Counter-Terrorism Police. Meanwhile, organisations from Parklife Festival to Stoke-on-Trent Shopping Centre to Manchester Central are improving security procedures and investing in security technology. I urge every organisation to follow their lead. There's so much training on offer from the government, Home Office, and Protect UK, much of which is free or low cost. Organisations must also ensure they have an on-site evacuation room with bottled water, non-perishable food, first aid equipment, and ideally toilet facilities in the event of a prolonged lockdown. All common sense, yet life-saving in the event of an attack. Above all, my advice is never to think, it can't happen to us. The Ariana Grande concert where my son was killed was deemed low security because it was attended mostly by children. Joe Cox was killed in a small village hall. Terrorists are always adapting. You need to stay a step ahead. Key takeaway: don't think a serious incident can't happen on your premises. To stay a step ahead of terrorists and incoming changes in legislation, prepare for Martin's Law now. 51% of decision makers we asked said their organization is prepared for changes due to new legislation. 60% of decision makers we asked said they would prioritize a training and education for employees in preparation for new legislation. The facts: 15 terrorist attacks declared and 39 plus plots foiled in the UK since 2017. Only 44% of businesses have external support to assess terrorism-related public safety risks. 39% of hospitality operators plan to appoint dedicated terrorism risk leads in the next year. Change is inevitable. Only proactive organizations will stay a step ahead. MITIE's security radar has highlighted, through 7 key priorities, the immense change that is on the horizon. For security professionals, there is much to consider to make sure they are creating the safest environments possible. From changing legislation to rising criminal activity, rapid developments in technology, and growing availability of data and intelligence, understanding the impacts on their organization is a challenge they must embrace. To heighten the issue, the growth in public awareness of the threats faced daily has led to increasing scrutiny and expectation. The pressure is on security to deliver. It's up to security organizations and professionals to rise to the challenge and seize the opportunities presented. Developing a more robust approach necessitates being open to and embracing change rather than continuing with things as they've always been done. With such significant shifts in society and new legislation imminent, the UK's security industry is at a critical point. The time to act is now. No one can do it alone. It will take collaboration between the security industry, the police, and public and private sector organizations. But it is our collective moral and corporate responsibility to take action to navigate the evolving security landscape to create safer communities in which everyone can thrive. Based on a mighty survey of 107 senior security decision makers in May 2024. Get in touch. Mighty harnesses technology, intelligence, and human expertise to design and deliver professional, trustworthy security programs, from monitoring emerging threats, to mitigating against crime and social unrest, to identifying new ways to improve employee and customer experience. Together, we can stay a step ahead. To learn more, complete the form. We'll be in touch soon.